Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Fuester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuester bunts towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a line drive into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler strikes out. There goes Evans. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. McManus reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. McManus scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0-for-1 in the game. Danforth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk bunts towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to third for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Lee goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Severide moves to second. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 2 in the game. Danforth hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. Severide tags and moves to third. Gerber tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 3 in the game. Lutsk hits a line drive towards first. Sisler catches it and steps on first to double up Jameson. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 3 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Chick Fuchter. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burns moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. George Uhel pinch hits for Sherry Smith. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Harvey Hendrick pinch runs for George Uhel. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Stevenson moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Browns, 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 4 in the game. Lutsk hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson now playing right field. James Edwards now pitching. Freddie Spurgeon now playing second base. Cliff Lee now playing center field. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Spurgeon covering, for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide is walked intentionally. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Williams steals third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerber is walked intentionally. Severide moves to second. Bullet Joe Bush pinch hits for Dave Danforth. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Severide moves to third. Gerber moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.